Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is Hot Magazine. Welcome today. We honor your presence here today as we seek the face of our Lord, our God, our King, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise for this time today in your presence, fully in your presence, around the table of your word. You are the Word, the living Word, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you so much. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for opening the door a relationship with God for us through the sacrifice of your life on the cross of Calvary, through the shedding of your blood as the last sacrificial lamb. We give you praise. We honor you today. Help us to honor you each and every day. Give us a hunger and a thirst for righteousness unlike any that we have ever had or seen or known before. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being a major part of who we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you for growing us up. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for finding it not robbery to love us and to love us unconditionally. You loved us so much that you sacrificed your Son, a part of yourself, on the cross of Calvary to die for our sins in this natural world. Hallelujah. And to descend to hell, to even go through more torture in our place so that we didn't have to go through any of that. And then he rose on the third day. Glory to God. He rose with the keys to our lives in his hand that he snatched from the enemy because death could not hold him. He held captivity captive. Hallelujah. And he won the victory of our lives back from the dead, back from that sinful place that we were born in. We thank you, God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, that he is now seated in victory at your right hand, Lord God. And even after everything that he's already done, hallelujah, he still intercedes for us. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for finding it not robbery to be our chief intercessor after every other sacrifice that you have already made on our behalf. Thank you, God, for loving us that much. Thank you. Thank you that you've created us in your image and in your likeness to be like you, God. Help us to operate in that image, Lord God, and truly, truly be more like you. In the name of Jesus, I bind every distraction that will come right now in the mighty and precious name of Jesus to interfere with our attentiveness to this broadcast, Lord God, and to each and every broadcast that we come together in your presence for. I thank you, Lord God, for providing this time for us to come together to hear from you. Thank you that we hear your voice and that of a stranger we will not follow. Thank you, Lord God. And thank you for Proverbs 3 that you have commanded that we go into at the beginning of every broadcast, as we will do so right now. Thank you, Father, for your word. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all that you're about to do. None of me and all of you, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, have your good and your perfect way. Proverbs 3, and I'm going to read today out of the Voice version of the Bible. My son, my daughter, always remember what I have taught you. Keep my instructions dear to your heart. If you do, they will be your guide to a long, healthy, prosperous life. Stay focused. Do not lose sight of mercy and truth. Engrave them on a pendant and hang it around your neck. Meditate on them so they are written upon your heart. In this way, you will win the favor of God and others, and they will think well of you. Place your trust in the Eternal. Rely on Him completely. Never depend on your own ideas and inventions. Give Him the credit for everything you accomplish, and He will smooth out and straighten the road that lies ahead. And don't think you can decide on your own what is right and what is wrong. Respect the Eternal. Turn and run from evil. If you depend on Him, your body and mind will be free from the strain of a sinful life, will experience healing and health, and will be strengthened at their core. Pay tribute to the Eternal in all of your affairs. Honor Him with the best of what you make. That way you will prosper to the fullest and have plenty of food to eat and wine to drink. My son, do not ignore the Eternal's instruction or lose heart when He steps in to correct you. Because the Eternal proves his love by caring enough to discipline you, just as a father does his child, his pride and joy. God knows well what he is doing. He has established rewards for living wisely, a happy long life, a good reputation, guidance when you need it most, health, success, even, dare we say, fatherly discipline. These are just a few of the benefits accompanying God's wisdom. Verse 13, how fortunate are those who discover Lady Wisdom and those who understand her ways. For her worth is greater than the most expensive prize you could win. Her profit is greater than the finest thing you could buy. No gem is more precious than she is. Your most extravagant desire doesn't come close to her. She holds the secret of a long life in one hand and riches and fame in her other hand. Her ways are pleasant. All of her pathways are peaceful. She is like a tree that produces a satisfied life for anyone who can wrap their arms around her. Happiness waits for anyone, for any who hold her tightly. It was by wisdom that the Eternal fashioned the earth, and by understanding that he designed the heavens. Through his knowledge, the deep was divided into seas and sky, and the clouds understood to let down the morning dew. My son, my daughter, never lose sight of God's wisdom and knowledge. Make decisions out of true wisdom. Guard your heart. Guard your good sense. And they will be life to your soul and fine jewelry around your neck. Then each one of your steps will land securely on your life's journey, and you will not trip or fall. Your mind will be clear, free from fear. When you lie down to rest, you will be refreshed by sweet sleep. Stay calm. There is no need to be afraid of a sudden disaster or to worry when calamity strikes the wicked, for the Eternal is always there to protect you. He will safeguard your heart. He will safeguard your each and every step. Do not withhold what is good from those who deserve it. If it is within your power, give it. Do it. Do not send your neighbor away saying, get back with me tomorrow. I can give it to you then, when what he needs is already in your hand. Make no plans that could result in injury to your neighbor. After all, he should be more secure because he lives near you. Avoid fighting with anyone without good reason, especially when no one has hurt you. You have nothing to fight about. Do not envy someone who profits at the expense of others or copy any of his tyrannical ways. For crooked people are detestable to the Eternal, but those with integrity receive his counsel. His curse lingers over the wicked and their families, but he forever favors residents of those who do what is right. God treats the arrogant as they treat others, mocking the mockers, scorning the scornful. But he pours out his grace on the humble. In the end, the wise will receive honor, but fools will face humiliation. And this is the word of the Lord. This is Proverbs 3, again out of the Voice version of the Bible. If we would meditate on his word day and night, Joshua 1:8, and we would do all that is written therein that we have meditated on, we would then make our way prosperous, and we would then have good success. If things are not going well with you, if you feel like there's a void, there is. That void can be filled with the Word of God. That void can be filled with his presence. That void can be filled with his way of doing things and not that of your own. You feel like you're not getting anywhere because you're not letting the designer of the plans for your life, who already knows how to get you where you need to be, to do that in your life. You're not allowing it. Have you reached out to God lately and asked him to show you his direction for your life? If you haven't, it's not too late. The Word of God says, in all of your getting, get understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I challenge you to trust God today. I challenge you to trust him at his word today. I challenge you to access relationship with God today through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord, and you will have the opportunity to repeat a prayer in the ending of this broadcast to do so. And I pray that his word would draw you close to him, that his word would saturate your hearts and your minds in the anointed one, Jesus. I pray that this broadcast would make all the difference because Holy Spirit is ministering to your spirit. Glory to God. And today we are in part two of our message, our weekly word, entitled Off with the Head. And we got in really, really deep detail about headship. Glory to God. And we talked about heads of households. We didn't get into things as deeply as I would have liked to get into them because of our limited time right now. In your prayers for this ministry, I pray that you would agree with us that we would be in position to come before you longer, that truly God would be able to use this ministry to develop in you who he's created you to be. If you already are in him, that he would continue to develop you and he would continue to be able to teach you, that your spirit would continue to be teachable, and that you would continue to hear his voice and that of a stranger not follow. So our prayer is for more time, and it is available. So that is our prayer, that the resources become available, that we can be on the air with you in more time. We need more time at the table. A half an hour is not enough for what God wants to do in our lives here at the magazine. And this is Bullyproofing Your Radio at Jesus is Hot Magazine. If you are tuning in for the first time today, I'd like to welcome you. I'd really like to thank you for your participation in the broadcast today, even if you're listening in the archive of the broadcast, which I can see that you will be because of the information that I have before me. So I encourage you to take notes. I encourage you that you can open up a new internet browser page and go to BibleGateway.com to follow along in the voice version of the Word of God that we will be reading from. For time's sake, I'd like to go ahead into Matthew 2. The book of Matthew, chapter 2, and we're going to begin in verse 1. There will be a small introduction before verse 1 that reads, Mary and Joseph named their baby Jesus, but sometimes he is referred to as Emmanuel because by coming to dwell with us, living and dying among us, he will be able to save us from our sin. Verse 1, Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem, in the province of Judea, at the time when King Herod reigned. Not long after Jesus was born, magi, wise men, or seers from the east, made their way from the east to Jerusalem. These wise men made inquiries. These men from the east came looking for the one who has been born, who will save his people from sin. Wise men, where is this newborn who is the king of the Jews? When we were far away in the east, we saw his star, and we have followed its glisten and gleam all this way to worship him. The significance of the star is in Jesus' description, and I'm going to ask you to meet me in John chapter 1, because there is a significance to this star. The wise men said they saw a star. And in John 1, beginning in verse 1, before time itself was measured, the voice was speaking. The voice was and is God. The celestial word remained ever present with the Creator. His speech shaped the entire cosmos. Immersed in the practice of creating, all things that exist were birthed in him. His breath filled all things, and a living, breathing light, a light that thrives in the depths of darkness, blazes through murky bottoms. It cannot and will not be quenched. A man named John, who was sent by God, was the first to clearly articulate the source of this light. What is a star? It is a light. Verse 7, this baptizer put in plain words the elusive mystery of the divine light so that all might believe through him. Some wondered whether he might be the light. But John was not the light. He merely pointed to the light. The true light who shines upon the heart of everyone was coming into the cosmos. Jesus, as the light, does not call out from a distant place, but draws near by coming into the world. Jesus, as the light, the star, that was a symbol of who Jesus is, that shines so brightly. Think about that as I reread again this passage. Jesus, as the light, does not call out from a distant place, but draws near by coming into the world. That star was drawing the wise men near. They were drawn. They were attracted by the light. They were following the light. They were following the star. So again, in verse 2, the wise men were speaking. Where is this newborn? Who is the king of the Jews? When we were far away in the east, we saw his star, and we have followed its glisten and gleam all this way to worship him. King Herod began to hear rumors of the wise men's quest, and he and all of his followers in Jerusalem were worried. So Herod called all the leading Jewish teachers, the chief priests, and head scribes, and he asked them where Hebrew tradition claimed the long-awaited anointed one would be born. The scribes and the priests, they stated, an ancient Hebrew prophet Micah said this, but you, Bethlehem, and the land of Judah are no poor relation, for from your people will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. From that prophecy, we learn that the Savior will be born in the town of Bethlehem in the province of Judea. This information in hand, Herod orders the wise men to come to his chambers in secret, and when they arrive, Herod quizzes them. Verse 7, Herod called the wise men to him, demanding to know the exact time the special star had appeared to them. Then Herod sent them, to Bethlehem. Herod, go to Bethlehem and search high and low for this Savior child. And as soon as you know where he is, report it to me so that I may go and worship him. Herod knew that this wasn't the truth, but this was a way to get his information. Sometimes people will use what you know to get what they need from your sources. So this was the case in Herod's situation. He was using the wise men to get to Jesus. Verses 9 and 10, the wise men left Herod's chambers and went on their way. The star they had first seen in the east reappeared, a miracle that, of course, overjoyed and enraptured the wise men. The star led them to the house where Jesus lay. And if you know the story of Jesus, Jesus was born in a manger. But when the wise men arrived to where Jesus was at the end of their journey, they came to his house, the house that he and his family shared. This is where the star led them. And as soon as the wise men arrived, they saw him with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They unpacked their satchels and gave Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These are exceptionally good gifts, for gold is what is given a king. And Jesus is the King of Kings. Incense is what you expect to be given a priest. And Jesus is the high priest of all high priests. Myrrh ointment is used to heal. And Jesus is a healer. But myrrh is also used to embalm corpses. And Jesus was born to die. Jesus was born to die. He was born to die, foreseeing that his death would give us life and give us life more abundantly. Would you like to know personally a Savior that would do this for you and would do this for me? If that is the case, please repeat after me this prayer and join us in the kingdom of God. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Renew my mind. Renew my heart. Place a right spirit in me. Holy Spirit, I welcome you from the outside of me to the inside of my heart. Lord Jesus, I believe that you were born of a virgin, that you died, that you snatched the keys of my life from Satan in victory, and you rose to the throne of grace to place the keys to my life back into the kingdom of God. And I receive right now that I am a legal child of the Most High God, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I thank you, Jesus, for my salvation. If you prayed that prayer today, I want to welcome you into the family of God. I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God government here upon the earth. What an exciting lifestyle you have to look forward to as a child of the Most High God. And we celebrate you today here at Jesus is Hot Magazine and Bullyproof. Here on Bullyproofing Your Radio. We are inviting you to join us tomorrow for our Praise, Prayer, and Worship segment, for our Praise, Prayer, and Worship Fridays here at Jesus is Hot Magazine, Bullyproofing Your Radio at 2 p.m. tomorrow, each and every Friday. Join us again on Monday for our continuation of Off with the Head, Part 3. Off with the Head, Part 3. Scriptures tomorrow will be reiterated, will be explained via Holy Spirit that we have been studying and you were given on the last broadcast. We're going to delve into them tomorrow as we lift our heads of households, our heads of ministries, all of our heads up in prayer. And we're going to praise and worship God for not only hearing us, but for answering our prayers, because we have come to Him on one accord by faith believing and knowing that it is done. So we thank you, God. We thank you for this time before you. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your word and for allowing us to sit together around the table. We love you so very much, Father, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for what you have in store for us, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Well, we'll see you again right here tomorrow on Jesus is Hot Magazine's Bullyproof, Bullyproofing Your Radio. We're equipping you with everything you need, every tool you need, in the words of God. We love you. Lord, we want to do what you like. Hallelujah. None of us, but all of you. God bless you. Join us tomorrow. Until then, here's our worship.
Kingdom and doing his will. Me and the homies, we be in the block, telling the block by the rock. And all the lost, he's a lesson. He took the curse, it's a blessing. Not pushing the presence and do what he say. He gon' take every single bit away. Put your trust in him every single day. You look to the heavens and say, I wanna do what you like. I wanna do what you like. My only reason for breathing is Jesus, Lord. I wanna do what you like. Make you laugh out loud. I want your will to be done. I want to be the one that you be calling me son. I want to spread your love. Take it to all of these honeys and all of these sons. I want them to look to you. And just like you got me hooked, I want them hooked on you. So weird. They get in the presence. They feel your essence. They feel so light. They want a prison worship you all night. They don't want to leave. They don't want to leave. They don't want to leave. What is this that I am feeling? Feeling like my body's healing. You're making
make it all right.
Do what you wanna do.
I wanna do what you like. I wanna do what you like. When you do what you do, Lord, it's right. You always make it all right. And you know, Lord, I don't wanna fight. You know I don't wanna fight. I just trust in that ball of life. You always make it all right. I wanna do what you like. I wanna do what you like. My only reason for breathing is Jesus, Lord. I wanna do what you like. I wanna do what you like. I wanna do what you like. My only reason for breathing is Jesus, Lord. I wanna do what you like. So I pray all day, hope you like that. Follow your way, hope you like that. Never start talking outside of his mind, but just walk the other way, don't even fight that. I hope you like that, I hope you like that. Cause I wanna do what you like.